The grants, distributed by the Preservation League of New York State, along with help from state government, awarded groups ranging from an antique boat museum to a dance center to help with preserving cultural heritage across New York. Peter Lopez, an assemblyman from Schoharie who represents a wide swath of upstate New York, says the grants can mean a difference to regions that have suffered economic hardship for decades. He says his district is full of pastoral beauty and historic sites dating from before the American Revolution, but
part of the challenge, though, and much of my region, is northern Appalachia.
He says the grants can also serve as a rallying point and help leverage other resources. Janet Ocker is the chair of the board of the Rensselaerville Library in southwestern Albany County, a village in Lopez's district. She says the library, which received just over $9,000, is housed in two connecting historic buildings, which require quite a bit of upkeep. She says the library serves as a community center.
We have a beautiful multi-tiered garden in the back that is outdoor space for people to come in, to read, to meet with their neighbors, to enjoy programs that we provide. It's an inviting, warm, and beautiful space.
She says many come for the high-speed internet access, which is not readily available in the rural area.
There's not easy internet access in our town, and so it's one of the really vital resources that we do provide.
Other grant recipients include historical societies and sites, among them the William Sword House in Auburn. It received $10,000 to expand its exhibit space into a barn on the property.
I'm Mitch Manicha, the facilities manager at the Sword House Museum.
Manicha started as an intern and was hooked when he learned more about one of the most prominent New Yorkers in the 19th century. Sword was a former governor of New York before the age of 40, as well as a U.S. senator. He was President Abraham Lincoln's Secretary of State. He was also severely injured by a would-be assassin and co-conspirator on the same day that Lincoln was shot.
I was blown away by the amazing history of that house, the city of Auburn. It's hypnotizing just how remarkable that history is, and I think everyone who visits goes through the same transformation and they realize just how special a place it is.
Sword stayed on as Secretary of State under President Andrew Johnson, who succeeded Lincoln, where Sword negotiated the purchase of what is now the state of Alaska.
Since 2017 is the 150th anniversary of that event. We're all about Alaska at the Sword House this year.
He says Auburn's economy is improving, aided by another historic site in the town, the Harriet Tubman Home, which became a National Historical Park in January. Meanwhile, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced on Friday that he's giving $10 million to the city of Auburn for a new Equal Rights Heritage Center, which he says will highlight the efforts of New York's equal rights pioneers. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.